this is a podfic of the work, what will it take to make or break this hint of love? By Imbeer Lily, read by Daisy Diversions. The fandom for this fic is Skate the Infinity, and the relationship is Longa / Reki. The rating is teen and up. With additional tags for cuddling and snuggling, holding hands, and getting together. Author's notes. As the tag said, this is just a very self-indulgent, fluffy fic of the boys cuddling. Also, I've noticed I have a thing for hands. Fun! Title is from The Salt Room by Owl City. Reader's notes. I was just sitting down to record a chapter of something else, and I got this notification for this new fic from Lily, and I said, screw that, I'm going to record this instead. So I hope you all enjoy it. I'm going to post this to the Skate to 1 Million event, so I hope you're enjoying all of that content and having a good time. All right, let's go. It took a moment for Reki to even register that he was awake. His brain was still foggy from sleep, and body heavy and warm. He didn't really want to be awake, if he was being honest, and should work on trying to go back to sleep. Should focus on the sound of the rain hitting the window while trying to ignore his sore muscles and the cuts on his hands and the road rash on his knee that still slightly pulse with the beating of his heart. The pain had been worth it, though, being a result of hours of Longa teaching Reki a few snowboarding tricks just to see how many they could do on a skateboard. Reki was able to perform a trick or two, but he really needed to work on them. Mostly the landing part. Hopefully, he'd be able to solve that issue in the near future after he had healed up a bit, which he needed to sleep to do. Why was he awake again? Reki sighed and tried to bury his face into the pillow that he was holding onto, but his stupid arm was in the way, which was a shame. It was a great pillow. Warm, and it really smelled nice. The only issue was that it was a little too firm, and wait. Reki suddenly remembered he is not in his own bed. After he had patched himself up while Longa complained that Reki got blood on his pants and both of them went to Sela Luce, to harass Joe into giving them a discount, a storm had hit. Since Longa's place was closer, they had ended up there, which is why Reki was currently on a spare futon in Longa's room, wearing Longa's clothes, and was using Longa as a teddy bear. When did he fall asleep? And why the hell didn't Longa go to sleep in his own bed? He must have fallen asleep before Reki. No way he would want to share the tiny futon. Reki's first instinct should have been to move away and not to pull himself closer to Longa's back or press his face in between his shoulder blade and breathe in. That would be creepy, right? He should probably roll away. Longa might not appreciate being held like this. Except, Reki's sleep fog brain was slowly starting to clear up enough for him to register what exactly woke him up. One of his arms was pressed awkwardly between Longa's back and Reki's chest, and his hand sort of tucked under his chin. His other arm was flung around his best friend's torso, and Longa was currently playing with his hand. Playing was the best way to describe it. Reki tried to keep his breathing calm and not move, but he couldn't stop his hand from twitching as Longa slowly traced the tip of his fingers over Reki's palm. It kind of tickled. It also felt kind of nice. Later, if you asked him, Reki wouldn't have been able to answer why he didn't move or let Longa know he was actually awake. He might be more awake than he was a little bit ago, but he was still far from being coherent. So, for no reason he could think of, he continued pretending to be asleep as Longa moved on from tracing his palm to the outline of the bandage on the side of his hand, up to the ones around his fingers, one by one. That kind of hurt, but just a little. He still didn't want Longa to stop. Despite the soft tracing causing his heartbeat to speed up, making the pulsing in his injuries worse, it was probably a good thing Reki had his arm awkwardly wedged between them. Longa would probably have felt it against his back if it wasn't there. Reki wished he could see his face or just see anything. There was only a little light coming into Longa's room from outside, but not enough to really let him see anything besides shapes in the dark. Though even those were hard to make out with having a face full of Longa's back. He swears being unable to see anything made his senses hyper aware of Longa's soft, barely there touches. Reki's heart continued to try and beat its way out of his chest as he laid there perfectly still, just waiting for Longa to show any signs of knowing Reki was actually awake. A few times, Longa drifted close to his pulse, and Reki was sure that would give him away, but that didn't happen. Longa just continued to trace over every little line, scar, and callus with a feather light touch. Reki was beginning to drift back to sleep from the soft feeling of Longa running his fingers over his hand. Eventually, he felt Longa place his hand over the back of Reki's, bringing them up close to his chest. Reki's eyes opened up from where they had fallen as he felt Longa's heart beating nearly as fast as his own. Why the hell was his heart going so fast? He was just lying there. Okay, yeah, sure. So was Reki still. He should probably pretend to wake up now, right? This was starting to feel a little intimate. Not that he minded that. Yeah. Morning Reki could deal with that revelation. After a moment, Reki nearly started to move in order to wake up, but stopped as he felt Longa move first. He half expected Longa to let go of his hand and go back to sleep, but he didn't. Reki kept still while he tried to process what was happening. He was really starting to question if he had fallen back to sleep or something, as he felt a warm breath over his knuckles before what had to be Longa's lips touched his skin. Sure, it was more of a brush than a kiss, but that was Longa's lips, where he knew he had a nasty bruise. He even kept them there for a few seconds before bringing their combined hands back down, pressing them tightly over his chest as if trying to return Reki's hold. He should probably keep pretending to sleep, just forget that this had happened, that his best friend had kissed his hand before snuggling into him. But he swears he could feel Longa's lips over his knuckles, and his face felt like someone had lit him on fire. Hell, even his chest felt warm. Maybe he should try and process his feelings over the fact that Longa, his best friend, who is a guy and who Reki is starting to realize he might like a little more than a friend, kissed his hand. But he didn't want to. He can just throw more shit for fully awake and coherent Reki to deal with in the morning. Right now, sleepy Reki just wanted Longa to do that again. So Reki flexed his fingers to lace them with Longa's in a way that he hoped made him realize both of them were awake. It was awkward and made the cuts and bruises on his hand sting, but he didn't care because it worked. He more felt than heard Longa take in a sharp breath and go from being relaxed to stiff as a board, making hugging him a little uncomfortable, which matched the mood that came over them. The silence that settled down between them grew far too intense for Reki's liking, so he tried to make it better by moving the arm stuck between them in order to get closer to Longa. He had to shove it down under his own pillow, which was bound to make it fall asleep soon, but being able to press up against Longa and have his cheek against Longa's neck was well worth it, as Reki squeezed him even tighter. Especially when he felt Longa starting to relax again. Reki? You're awake? Part of Reki thought it was kind of cute that Longa was whispering when it was just them. What gave it away? How long? Longa trailed off, and he could probably use the moment to tease him, but Reki really didn't like how small Longa's voice sounded. Instead, he shifted and kissed Longa's neck, nearly identical to how he kissed Reki's hand. Reki smiled, feeling a little smug when he felt another sharp breath from Longa as his hold on Reki's hand grew impossibly tight. He went a little rigid again, but it felt less uncomfortable. "Go back to sleep," Reki mumbled against his skin, which was probably mean, but hey, payback for waking him up, he guessed. He really didn't want to think too hard about it. Longa still didn't relax, and Reki was starting to feel like he might have fucked up. Did the kiss not mean what he thought it meant? Was it some weird Canadian thing? Oh, shit. What if Longo was just kissing it because he was hurt? Like how Reki would kiss his little sister's boo-boos or something. His heart dropped to his stomach as he felt Longo let go of his hand. And Reki nearly started to pull away, an apology just on the tip of his tongue, when Longo turned over and threw his own arms over Reki. The hug was that at first. It forced Reki to lie on his back, making the blanket get tangled up uncomfortably around one of his legs from the sudden change of position. Longa's knee also bumping into Reki's, causing him to hiss in pain as Longa mumbled an apology while he scooted down until he was using Reki's shoulder as a pillow. Really, dude? Reki couldn't keep the amusement out of his voice. Longa's only response was a yawn as he nodded. Reki wanted to say more, but just ended up yawning as well, before shrugging and cuddling in close. Wrapping his arms around Longa in return, as he kissed his forehead, he made sure it made a loud, cartoonish kissing sound, just because he could. Longa gave a whole body sigh that was most likely one of exasperation, and it made Reki huff a tired but warm laugh. Yeah, any talking could wait until tomorrow.
And I can hardly relax or even oversleep, but I feel warm with your hand in mine. When we walk along the shoreline, I guess we'll never know why sparrows love the snow. We'll turn out all of the lights and set this ballroom aglow.
Author's notes. Morning Reki is not happy with all the talking Sleepy Reki shoved off onto him. Morning Longa is very happy that Sleepy Longa acted on his impulsive thoughts, landing him a date with Reki. Reader's notes. This was so cute. I really enjoyed this. Thank you to Impure Lily for having blanket permission to podfic. If you made it this far and you enjoyed the story, please consider going back and leaving kudos and or comments on the original work or the original author. Thanks for listening.